We've had an interesting show so far, and right now on the line we have with us Sarah Nicholson, a commercial manager of personal finance website, Just Money. Now, motherhood isn't easy and is considered to be even tougher for new working mothers, since working mothers don very many hats. Their lives are full of challenges, but their financial problem need not be one. Just incidentally, a few years ago, while I was teaching in the United States, there was a calculation made that even a mother who stays at home, they calculated the salary worked out to $75,000 a year. But so, you know, let's not never ever underestimate the level of importance of working mothers. But, you know, simple, prudent financial strategies can help working mothers strengthen the financial future of their kids. So this Mother's Day, while enjoying your maternity break with your little ones, there are a few financial tasks you need to focus on, and I want to introduce Sarah Nicholson. Good evening, Sarah.
Hi, Ralph. How are you? Thanks for having me. I'm well, and yourself?
Good. How has your Mother's Day been?
It's been lovely, thank you.
I hope the kids took good care of you.
They tried. They did try. They're still a little, but they attempted.
Okay, that's good. So please tell us about Just Money and who the website and your entire business is geared towards.
Look, Just Money, we're very passionate about money matters, and we aim to empower digitally savvy South Africans on all matters related to personal finance. We provide information, easy access to various products, experts and deals that can help you make those informed financial decisions. We also understand that there is such a huge wealth of financial information out there. It can be at times really overwhelming. And of course, everyone's got different needs. For example, some people may be looking at how to grow their credit score or find out what it is. And perhaps some are struggling with some debt and need advice, or just starting out with their family and need more information on how to save for their finances, their future, as well as that of their children. So Just Money understands this need, and we act as your guide through these various money matter questions and topics.
Yeah, I always say if I had my druthers, the one thing I really would have liked is to have sound financial advice from my child, from starting in my childhood. And it's one of those things that's ultra important.
Absolutely.
Sound financial advice. So you're a mother of two boys yourself, and so you have personal experience in reviewing your personal finances while on maternity leave.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Look, as a new mom, there is just so much for you to adjust to already. And, you know, while you're on maternity, it's a good time, maternity leave, it's a good time to just review your personal finances. Take that time to ensure that you and your newborn are going to be adequately cared for. And, you know, from my own experience, you really need more peace of mind. You've got a lot of pressure already, and you've already got to adapt to sleepless nights and so many new responsibilities. You know, so some of the things you could look at is just making sure you're receiving all of the benefits which you're entitled to. As a working mom, you know, double check with your company as well. Some offer lengthy paid maternity leave, flexible working hours, and other perks, just in order to recruit and keep their staff. But of course, if your circumstances are different, then according to the South African labor law, mothers are entitled to 4 months of unpaid maternity leave. And you can, if you have been a UIF contributor, you are eligible to claim for that. And then we also need to remember that the paternal leave period has increased this year from 3 days to 10 days. So you could also have more time with your partner, and they have more time to spend with the baby. So these are some of the important things to be thinking about during the maternity leave as well.
These are very important things indeed. Let me just remind our listeners that we have on the line Sarah Nicholson, the commercial manager of Personal Finance website. And if you have any questions and if you have any thoughts, please give us a call at 021-446-0567. Our WhatsApp number is 072-567-1567. Get involved in the conversation. So we're under lockdown now, and reviewing finance, you find very many people are inadequately prepared. You know, it's you know, there's still people in society, and it's been shown certainly in the United States, where people live from month to month. If they lose 1 month's salary, they hit a financial cliff. And so why is can you just talk to us about the importance of financial planning in anticipation of crises such as the one we're facing at the moment?
Look, you know, just thinking about this period and all the worries and stresses we have, one of the most, I'm going to say it's one of the most important and perhaps even obvious things is just to remain calm. And it's essential, especially as a new mom, not to go and add more stress to your daily load. So you've got to take this time. I mean, if you are under financial pressure, you need to get hold of people and try and get help. But if you do have the, well, within this time, there are a couple of things that you can be looking at to try and help you and your financial future. So, I mean, I've got a handy checklist that you could run through just to make sure that these things are up to date and can help you. One of the things here is that I've got is drawing up and amending your will.
Right.
So it's possibly not a pleasant topic, but it's definitely one of the most important things that each parent needs to attend to. You're going to need to specify who's going to inherit your estate, how you'd like your assets to be allocated, and you're also going to need to choose an executor who makes sure that your wishes are carried out. But on top of that, I mean, these are things that are just to help you keep peace of mind, but you also need to start thinking about choosing a guardian for your child. This is another major consideration. You want somebody who'll be able to raise your child in the way that you would approve of. And this means taking into account their values, parenting style, and to have sufficient money and physical stamina to do so. And then, of course, when we come to thinking about money and medical costs, especially during this time, you want to double-check your medical aid policy and take the time to understand the rules and benefits that may have changed since you signed up. There could be baby program benefits, and of course some product discounts that you might definitely help during the lockdown.
Right. Yeah. I just remembered something. A couple of years ago, I was looking at one of my policies with my financial advisor, and he looked through the papers and he said, "So you don't have a beneficiary?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "No, you don't have a beneficiary. What happens if you die tomorrow?" So I immediately got on the phone and called, and I don't have any children of my own. So I called my nephew, and I know that my one nephew had just, his wife had, you know, they just had a baby. And I said, "What's your baby's name? What? Give me her details." So I hurriedly put her down as my beneficiary. So, you know, I'm now really grown up. I have, you know, I have a beneficiary, but the will thing I'm actually also, since I, you know, have property, and I'm starting to think about that quite seriously now as well. And it's not just because of the virus, but you know, it's absolutely necessary.
Well, I think the virus has very much forced us to, we have more time at home, not necessarily more time as a mom, but you're forced to stay at home. And you really need to look at the things that are essential to you and your family. You've got to reprioritize for the future.
So you mentioned there's a couple of issues that you mentioned or that have come up, or at least in my mind, is that there is who inherits, let's say, whatever money you have or whatever property you have, and then there's the guardianship.
Yes.
So let's say I leave my estate to my niece, who's 5 years old. I then also have to stipulate that her father should curate this and manage this. Is that correct? Can you explain to our listeners how that would work?
Yes. So it's really important when you're setting up your will and these things is that you need to choose an executor who's going to make sure that the wishes are carried out. And of course, if it's going to a young child, you should probably have a couple of things set in, some rules set up so that the child will have access to it, let's say from an age of 18 when they're more potentially more responsible. And you're going to need somebody who can manage it, that up until that time that they take that over.
Do you always need a lawyer for this, or can you? Because the reason I ask is because I just went to the local stationery shop and got a template and filled it out. But I do think it needs to be notarized. Is that correct? How does that work?
Look, ideally, it is good to have a lawyer have a look through it, just to make sure that everything is in order. And ideally, it is notarized. It doesn't have to be, but it is better if it does go through a lawyer.
Okay, and it remains. What about things like medical aid? How do you check how do you prepare your medical insurance in case you die or something happens? Is it just stop? I'm not sure actually how to frame the question myself, but can you talk to us about how do you maximize medical aid, and can you continue it? Can it be handed over, or can it be transferred?
Absolutely. So it will differ with different medical aid. So it's really good to try and check your policy beforehand, and try and get a good understanding of what their requirements and what they offer in situations like this. So get hold of them, read through the fine print, take the time to do it now, so you get a good understanding of what's necessary. And if somebody can take over the payments, it can continue to look after your family.
That's very good. Now, you know, there's something that I wrote down here, gear up for less,
Yes.
Do you want to just tell our listeners what I mean by gearing up for less?
Absolutely. I think new moms will fully understand what this means. But, you know, there's nothing cuter than designer baby wear. And we need to remember to resist that temptation to indulge in all those wonderful clothes and new toys and accessories for your baby, which they're going to outgrow so much faster than you ever could ever expect. So, you know, looking at using gently used baby wear, toys, prams, and car seats. These can be sourced online and are a whole lot cheaper. And they can also get them through social media. And we've also got to remember there's so much pressure to be a good parent. You've probably been inundated with offers for everything from the state-of-the-art baby monitor with room temperature checking to educational toys that are guaranteed to stimulate your child's brain development. So you're inundated with all of this stuff. So it's really important just to aim to buy those essentials in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then as you need it, you buy it. Also good to try and budget on a monthly basis for those things.
Very important. We've spoken about mothers and the quote responsibilities that mothers have, but I'd like to believe that your spouse, spouses have a role to play in this too. It's because child rearing is you share in the happiness and you share in the joy, but there's also something which I refer to as burden sharing.
Yes.
And so it's important to bring spouses together to work these things out.
Absolutely. And the key thing is to really budget together. Mom also knows what her baby is going to need. And, you know, the dad needs to be part of that as well. And by budgeting together, you have a clear understanding and expectation of what's going to be needed going forward and for that month. It makes a huge difference.
It absolutely does. Do you have, you mentioned a checklist earlier. Do you have, do you have time, or would it take us too long to run through some of the handy checklist that you have?
You know what? We kind of covered it, but let's go through it again as well. So okay. It was drawing up and amending your will.
Right.
Maximize your medical aid. So double check your policies, see what the rules are, and what benefits are available to you, as well as product discounts. Mm-hmm. And then also look at updating your life insurance for both parents. Another one is saving for education. Make sure that you're putting away money for the long term. So you want to look at various saving and investment options. And this will help with peace of mind. And then also, as we spoke earlier, is about gearing up for less. So we want to, as parents, buy the absolute best and brand new things for our children often. But that's not necessarily the most important thing. Their well-being is more important. And buy what you can afford. Don't overspend.
Yes, and then before I let you go, is there anywhere that people can get in touch or look at your Do you have a website that people can visit and learn from? Would you like to share it with us?
Definitely. You can find us on www.justmoney.co.za, or we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn as well. And you can just find us under the handle Just Money.
That's fantastic. Sarah Nicholson, so thank you so very much. And please stay safe and sure and healthy. And all the best to your family, too.
Thank you so much, and keep well. And to all our listeners, good luck and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you very much, Sarah.